Welcome into the Green Zone. And I'm Brady Cannon here live at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook on a big Saturday. My partner Wes Reynolds down the street at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Lots of basketball on tap today. The Pucks, the Lynx, and of course, playoff football. All kinds of action here and a pretty good crowd on hand right now at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Starting to fill in a little more as we approach kickoff in Green Bay, where the Packers will host the Rams to kick off the divisional round weekend. Wes Reynolds, good to be with you again, my friend. What are you most fired up about today? We have a lot of things going on.
Yeah, we have a full slate. I mean, really fired up just about everything. I mean, this is about the most full sports menu you can get with the two NFL playoff games. We've got a card on Fight Island on network television about to get underway on ABC. So a good card there, and obviously a precursor to Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier, too, over there in Abu Dhabi on Fight Island. Full college basketball today. Some upsets brewing right now with Minnesota leading Michigan, Butler up at the half on Creighton, so a couple top 10 teams down in the first half, so a lot going on. Then, of course, the usual full NBA and NHL slate. By the way, let me get a quick update on that football game as it just came across my wire here. This from Peter Schrager, the reporter at Fox, at P. Schrags on Twitter. Cooper Kupp is out for today's game for the Los Angeles Rams, so we were talking about that on Betting Across America earlier. Myself, James Salinas, and Mike Sinnott. We like some of the Cam Akers props over. Now the receiving prop yards over gets interesting for Cam Akers in the fact that it's 15.5. Probably going to go up now because somebody's got to be that safety valve if Cooper Kupp's not going to go and that safety net for Jared Goff. So you'd think it'd be Cam Akers. I'm already on his over attempts prop for rushing attempts and obviously his yards as well.
And that move has caused the line to go to 7, Wes, with the announcement of Cooper Kupp being out. I don't know if that's entirely the reason, but I imagine there's some influence there because that is a big part of that Rams offense is Cooper Kupp. So pretty much 7s across the board now. Still a 6.5 minus 120 here at BetMGM. Also a 6.5 at the Westgate, a 6.5 at Circa. But the Packers favored by 7 just about everywhere else, and your total at 45. Let's get back to the college basketball. You mentioned that Minnesota and Michigan game. They're just back from halftime, and the Golden Gophers getting it done at home. I believe I was listening to you on Betting Across America earlier. I can't remember if you said you had Minnesota for the game or just the first half, but so far looking to put a L in the column of Michigan for the first time all year. They're 11-0, 6-0 in conference, and right now the Gophers up 32-23 early second half.
Yeah, split half and half here on the first half in game. Brady, and did so with a little bit of trepidation. I thought it was the good spot, but obviously what we saw with Michigan the other night when they had that 43-6 run against Wisconsin, a very good Wisconsin team who is absolutely senior laden, have a lot of older experienced players on the roster, and you know it was just one of those things, and we saw it with Wisconsin last night. They had a nice win at Rutgers, a very tough place to win with or without spectators at the rack, and Wisconsin rebounded from that loss, as now we see Minnesota up 34-25, 17:05 left to go in the second half. Gophers were up by 7 at halftime, and these two teams played a couple weeks ago at Chrysler Arena. Michigan got it done. Michigan undefeated, and look, I think they're absolutely for real, but the reason why I got on the Minnesota spot is just because the market reacts accordingly, because everybody, I think, was so shocked, not that they beat Wisconsin, but that they beat them so handily. And the score, I think they ended up winning by 23, but it was a bigger blowout than even the final score indicated. So what happens is, this is a market-based handicap. You're getting Michigan at the absolute nuts top of the market here of what they're laying. If they just beat Wisconsin, let's say, by 8 to 10 points the other night, covered the game, but didn't really blow them out, what would Michigan have been here? Maybe 3.5 on the road, 3.5 more than likely at Minnesota. And now they got up to 6 and closed 5.5. So, yeah, I did take the Gophers here. And the Gophers are ranked and had a couple straight losses on the road at Iowa and just looking to get right. Tough to beat in the barn, as Iowa found out here as they hit another 3. Gophers up 10 heading to the under 16-minute timeout in the second half.
Yeah, and at last check, they were 3.5-point favorites in the in-game market. Also, Wes, to your point there about fading Michigan in this spot, the whole sports world is kind of taking notice now, right? It's early in the college basketball season, and now it's like, wow, Michigan is no joke for sure. So you're right. It was probably the apex of their price at this point coming into this game. And so far, it looks like an awful good call as Michigan is hanging on to a 10-point lead again early in the second half there. San Diego State and Utah State, a Mountain West battle that is really a good one with the Aggies up by just a point over the Aztecs West, 44-43, Utah State on top with under 10 minutes to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, the Aztecs having to do this without Matt Mitchell, who is not playing today. Utah State currently 44-43. Of course, Utah State, these two teams hooked up on Thursday night. The Aggies getting the 57-45 win in Logan. And really, what you're seeing in the Mountain West right now, the top team in the Mountain West in terms of the standings is Boise State. But they have played a lot of the lower teams in the Mountain West as this schedule is kind of in balance due to COVID-19. So I think the consensus, even though Boise State is better, they have yet to be tested against one of the elites. They haven't played these two teams yet. And these were the two teams, I think, before the season everybody thought was going to be best in the conference, as the Aztecs do take the lead now. 9 minutes to go in Logan. Aztecs currently 1.5 on the in-game at BetMGM, 121.5. So an absolute rock fight between these two teams. Usually that's going to favor San Diego State and that defense. So a very good game here in Logan, and a very important one early on in the Mountain West.
The Auburn Tigers went in as a 3-point favorite taking on Kentucky, and they are currently trailing by 4, 25-21. They're at the halftime break, and again, the Wildcats up 25-21. Kentucky is a 2.5-point favorite in the in-game market. Also at the half west, out in the Big East, Butler taking on Creighton. Creighton came in as a 7-point favorite here, and they're trailing by 7, 32-25 at the break. Can your Bulldogs pull it off?
Yeah, I hope so, because I did take them also first half in game in this spot. And look, Butler had been playing poorly. Now, they did get Aaron Thompson back a couple games ago, and their offense was completely lost without him. And they've since lost two games. They did lose to St. John's earlier in the week. But Creighton without Zegarowski, their guard, he did not play today. And all of a sudden, this is one of those spots now. Once we get in conference play, when you have these ranked teams that have won a few in a row, could get a little fat and happy here in this spot, and maybe Creighton taking them for granted. They ended up closing 7.5. Bulldogs up 32-25 at the half, so the first half wager at least has gotten home. But back to Kentucky and Auburn. I have been watching this game in the corner monitor here in the studio a little bit, and Auburn, I believe, had 2 points through the first 10 minutes of this game, and we know that they're up-tempo and they press a little bit. That's what they're trying to do. They're doing a little bit less of that this year, but we know what Pearl wants to do with this young team. They're going to shoot a ton of threes, not making them against the Wildcats. Wildcats had won a few in a row and then lost to Alabama on Tuesday night, so perhaps a rebound spot for Kentucky. But this total really got bet to the over. I think 143 was the opener globally, and went to 147.5, and you may need some overtimes, as we call it, if you want to approach this as only 46 points as we start the second half on the Plains.
Wes, I want to go to a Pac-12 matchup in Boulder, Colorado. The Buffaloes taking on the Cardinal of Stanford. And this Colorado team, very early in the going here of this game, just 7-6, about 5 minutes into the contest, with Colorado out in front by just a point. They're 6.5-point favorites in the in-game market. But Roll Tad, I tell you, this team has been impressive early going here this season in the Pac-12, Wes, the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah, they certainly have, and they're getting a Stanford team that got beat pretty handily on Thursday at Utah, 79-65, the final score. It was a Stanford team that had been on a roll. It won three in the row in the Pac-12. But look, Colorado, not really a surprise that they're on the higher end of the Pac-12, because I often think, and look, what I'm often going to rely on, what I go back to in betting, is I'm going to rely on teams with senior guards, especially once we get in a tournament play, and that's what Colorado has. They have three senior starters. McKinley Wright really should be an all Pac-12 guard going forward. And when you get those senior guards, I think that they're the most reliable things to bet on in the NCAA tournament. And Colorado currently 4-2 in the league. Really, the team to beat at least early on in the pack has been the UCLA Bruins. Mick Cronin's got them going 6-0. But Colorado and Stanford both right there at 4-2, so trying to make their way over. Stanford plays a little bit more inside out. Colorado more outside in. Colorado early lead in Boulder.
And Stanford just took the lead now 8-7 over Colorado. Again, the early going in that contest. Michigan has trimmed the deficit to 9. They trail the Minnesota Golden Gophers now 41-32. Wes, they will begin teeing off. You mentioned Fight Island. There's a golf fight going on in the islands as well. The Sony Open, round 2 of the Hawaii Swing, and it'll be round 3, moving day, at Wailea Country Club. And Nick Taylor, the Canadian, is in the lead, 2 shots ahead of your pre-tournament favorite, Webb Simpson. But a good tournament going on out there at YLA, the second tournament on the PGA Tour of 2021. And both you and I have a couple of dogs in this fight.
We do. Mine is Mark Leishman, who's 3 back at 9-under. 66-1 pre-flop. Myself and Matt Eumanns were on him. He's now 20-1 currently at BetMGM. And I'll run down some of these prices. Nick Taylor, who is in the lead at 12-under, 10-1. We'll see if Taylor can do what he did at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am last year. We went wire to wire and won that event. He is 10-1, but the favorite is Webb Simpson, 13-2. Webb was 10-1 pre-flop. And currently tied for second. And then Colin Morikawa, 9-1. Hideki Matsuyama, who was looking like he was going to miss the cut and went absolutely nuts on the back nine yesterday, 12-1, along with Joaquin Neiman, who was the loser in the playoff last week.
Wasn't that amazing, Wes?
Go ahead, Brady. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, wasn't Matsuyama's round yesterday amazing?
Yes.
I mean, he looked like he was headed south in a hurry, and then all of a sudden I looked up and he'd gotten it back to even par, and bang, you're right. He went nuts yesterday after a really tough start.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's 12-1 along with Joaquin Neiman, who was the runner-up in the playoff last week at Kapalua, 2-1 Harris English. Russell Henley, 12-1. We know Russell Henley loves the Bermuda, and he's showing it right now as he is going to be in the second-to-last pairing, just 2 shots back. And then going down a little bit, Danny Berger, 16-1. Billy Horschel, 20-1. Mark Leishman, 21. All these players, by the way, are available to bet at BetMGM, have the full menu now for the tournament win. And they'll probably have some props up like they did last week, but they do have outrights for all the players that did make the cut this weekend.
And Daniel Berger is my closest shot right now. I got him at 17-1 pre-tournament. He is 4 shots back of the pace at 8-under par. Brian Stewart, my long shot, I got at 175-1. And right now he's looking like a pretty long shot to win this thing. But not too far back, 5 shots back at 7-under par. I know you mentioned you're on Leishman, and I believe Matt Eumanns was on Colin Morikawa. Were you on Morikawa as well, Wes, this week?
I was last week, which means he'll probably win this week. That's how golf futures betting often goes, Brady. You know, premature tipulation, I guess, is what I call it. Where, you know, we kind of saw that with Harris English. I was on him a couple times in the fall, had some top fives, top tens, wasn't on him last week. And of course, he gets the opening 2021 season win at Kapalua.
Let's go back to the college buckets here for a moment, Wes. We have a game that'll be tipping off in just about 10 minutes from now, and that will be Alabama hosting the Razorbacks of Arkansas. We saw Alabama with a really impressive win over Kentucky earlier this week, and they're a short favorite here at home, 3 points here at BetMGM over the Razorbacks of Arkansas.
Yeah, and it looks like some late-breaking injury news for Arkansas. Justin Smith, the Indiana transfer, double-digit scorer, looks like he is going to be back today per what I'm seeing out there. So obviously a positive reinforcement there for Arkansas. Alabama did have a couple guys go down, and I'm checking their status. They, of course, got that win over Kentucky on Tuesday. Herbert Jones is going to be upgraded to probable, had a hand injury. Javon Quinterly, their point guard who's missed the last couple games for the Crimson Tide, he's going to give it a go as well. So positive injury news for both sides here. Arkansas opened, I believe 4 was the global opener, and now seeing it down to 3 here at BetMGM, 163.5 on the total. These are obviously two teams that like to run and like to shoot a lot of threes, so the move at least makes sense. It's probably the right number currently where it is, so lean to the over, but I had no play here.
Good game going on between Auburn and Kentucky. About 15 and a half minutes left in the second half, and the Wildcats are out in front 31-27. Also, Michigan making the game of it in Minnesota 41-35 now, Wes, in favor of the Gophers. Just about 13 minutes left in this contest. You know, I'd like to see you win your bet catching the 5.5 or 6 points, but I'd kind of like to see Michigan remain undefeated. They're a really good story right now.
Yeah, Juwan Howard has done a really good job with this team, and they've got size. And look, I mean, when John Beilein elected to take the Cavs job, that program wasn't in good shape. I mean, I really went against that narrative that's like, oh, Michigan's got to get their swag back. I'm like, well, he took them to 2 national title games, did John Beilein. But I think there was a lot of underestimation of Juwan Howard and what he's doing with this team. This team runs really good stuff. He's got really smart players, and he's starting to recruit at a higher level.
And just as we pat Michigan on the back, Minnesota gets a couple of buckets to make this a 9-point game once again. 44-35, Minnesota out in front of the Wolverines. We'll come back on the Green Zone in the other side here, update the college basketball, some NBA tipping off pretty soon, golf, hockey, you name it, we've got it here. Inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. With football playoffs, basketball, hockey games every week, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology, fan-friendly specials every day of the week. In addition, VSiN is reporting live from right here, right now, at the Mandalay Bay every weekend to bring you the analysis of the best matches. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. And I noticed on the way in today, a great setup here, a little kiosk right under the big TVs, right under where they have the VSiN broadcast airing here in the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Nice setup there to get you signed up for that BetMGM app. Very cool looking presentation there, and a great sportsbook indeed here at the Mandalay Bay. I've been in this town a long time, and this has been a good sportsbook for a long, long time. Great to be doing a show here now, Wes. And the Creighton Blue Jays have taken back the lead from your Butler Bulldogs, 39-36 now, with about 15 minutes left in that ball game. I believe you said you were on Butler. Did you get 7.5 there?
I did. So I split it first half in game, but Creighton absolutely out to a really good run here in the second half, 14-4. Some threes starting to drop for the Blue Jays, which might be some bad news for the Butler Bulldogs. We'll see if they can hang in there. They've been struggling, had a lot of injuries this year, and a couple quarantines. So look, they're dealing with a lot of things as much as these other programs are. So Butler's been a little bit down this year, but see if they can hang in there. Creighton very potent offensively, despite the fact that their guard Zagorowski is not available today.
Every time Michigan makes a little bit of a run, back comes Minnesota, and now again out to a 10-point lead. Make that an 11-point margin, 51-40. Golden Gophers out on top of the Wolverines with about 10.5 minutes left there in Minneapolis. Kentucky still hanging on to that 4-point advantage over Auburn, 33, and make it just a bucket now, 33-31 as Auburn pours one in. About 14.5 minutes left in the second half there. Wes, we've got some games that are going to tip off at 1 o'clock. And the big one is the Baylor Bears taking on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. A good matchup here. I haven't seen a whole lot of Baylor yet early this season. I have seen Chris Beard and Texas Tech play a few times, and they have struggled a little bit, but it looks like they're starting to get their act together. Baylor is favored here by 4 points on the road. Did you do anything? Is this another dog that you invested in?
Yeah, I haven't yet. I'm kind of deciding what I want to do. Actually, James Salinas mentioned a play he made on this game at Betting Across America. He took under 65, I believe, or 65 and a half. Now some 64 and a half out there, but currently at BetMGM at 64, and that's the first half total between Baylor and Texas Tech. Look, two very good defensive teams. This game is obviously going to mean a little bit more, so you may have some anxious offense early on. Maybe some guys don't have their legs under them. Some short shots and some really good defense that these two teams play, two of the better ones in the country. Certainly Baylor, I mean, you look at them and they've been a machine, and I think everybody, they've kind of played to what the expectations have been. But if you look at that Baylor schedule, they have not really had a test since early December when they played Illinois and Indianapolis and pulled away in the second half from a pretty good Illini team. Then they kind of went into the cupcake portion of the non-conference schedule. Haven't really played an elite team in the Big 12 as of yet, although they played a solid Oklahoma team, but certainly not one of what we'd consider the top four going into the season, with Baylor and Kansas, Texas Tech, and then throw in West Virginia, throw in Texas as well, who just suffered a loss the other night to these Texas Tech Red Raiders. And look, I mentioned it last week with Texas Tech when they went on the road and beat Iowa State and then subsequently had a big comeback to get by Texas. I mentioned it with this team. When they had the kid transfer that was the five-star player, Burnett, and I don't know the whole situation, and I'm not going to pass judgment, but sometimes when you get a guy leave your program, it's all of a sudden like, well, you know, maybe the heck with this guy, we're going to get refocused and we're going to come out and we're all going to be bought into this concept and what Chris Beard and the entire program are trying to do. And I think you've seen that. That was a lot of fight Texas Tech showed the other night, because they were down most of the game in Austin against a Texas team that was beating pretty much everybody, and they came back. So, you know, something to be said for that. Lean to Texas Tech. I think the number's about right. If I end up playing it, it'll probably be the Red Raider side, though.
The Creighton Blue Jays in the second half have outscored Butler 16-4. Under 14 minutes left to go in the ball game now, and it's the Blue Jays out in front, 41-36. More college basketball previews when we return on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. If you're betting $22, hoping an 18-year-old hits a desperation three-pointer, that an empty net goal goes in, or an NFL coach manages the clock correctly in order to hit your four-team parlay this weekend, we have a suggestion. Take that $22 and invest it in your sports betting success. Become a VSiN All Access member today and get our expert VSiN betting analysis for less than $22 a month. Daily emails, 24/7 video access, Point Spread Weekly, the betting guides. It's everything you need to increase your sports betting IQ. Place a bet on yourself right now at VSiN.com/subscribe. I like that little promo, Wes. $22, hoping, you know, sweating out a few games there. Put that $22 into VSiN. Listen to guys like Wes Reynolds break down college basketball. And it looks like you were prophetic on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who are starting to run away with this from Michigan. Looks like they're going to hand the Wolverines their first loss of the year, Wes. I don't want to jump to conclusions here, but we're under the 7-minute mark, and it is 61-44 in favor of Minnesota.
Yeah, we're getting close to cueing the gopher at the end of Caddyshack with the dance going on, if you back Minnesota.
All right. right?
I'm all right. Don't worry about me, and don't worry about
Kenny
it. Maybe
Loggins
if you've got Minnesota
there,
today, as they're up 17, obviously. A lot of things can happen. You never want to count Michigan out. They can get hot from three in a hurry. So Gophers up now at the under 8-minute timeout and looking very good. And then game really going down the wire here in Logan in the Mountain West. Utah State now up 57-56 on San Diego State, who we mentioned are playing without one of their star players, Matt Mitchell. So this could be really to see who is going to be the supreme team in the Mountain West. I know Boise State has the top record, but I do want to see Leon Rice's team, who I think is very good, against one of these two teams and see how they fare, because they've kind of been feasting on the San Jose States of the world and the Wyomings of the world, kind of the teams in the back end of the league. So we shall see as the Aggies now up to $1.25 to go.
Yeah, and make it 3, 59-56 right now. Just over a minute left in that contest. A good one indeed in the Mountain West. Creighton and Butler, the Blue Jays, out to a 10-point advantage now. 48-38, under 12 minutes to go in this one, and they are 12.5-point favorites now in the in-game market. And another good game. We shift over to the SEC West, Kentucky and Auburn. A really good battle here. Kentucky maintaining a lead. We did see a tie for a brief period, but right now, 43-41, a 2-point advantage for the Wildcats over Auburn, and they've got about 11 minutes left in the second half in that ball game. You mentioned Wyoming. Let's talk about the Wyoming Cowboys taking on the Falcons of Air Force, another Mountain West battle that'll tip at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and the Cowboys a road favorite here, West, by 2.5.
Yeah, Jeff Linder's done a nice job coming over from Northern Colorado. This is a very young team, though, without any real senior leadership or any senior starters. So, you know, what you're going to see is you're going to see some peaks and valleys with this team. And that's clearly what I think you've seen with Wyoming going forward here. And taking on Air Force, kind of another team that Boise State has feasted on. Air Force 1-5 in Mountain play, and had two games in Boise. Were more competitive in the second game, but lost by 19 in the first game. So Air Force hadn't gotten a win since that upset win at UNR on December 20th. Joe Scott there at Air Force, so you know what they do. They run the Princeton offense. So he did so at Princeton, of course, in his second stint at Air Force. So a lot of discipline, a lot of back cuts, a lot of screening, slowed the tempo a little bit. Air Force is one of the slower tempos in the country. Wyoming off two straight blowout losses at home against Boise State, so perhaps a get-right spot. One of the things Wyoming doesn't do is they don't turn it over very often. They're eighth in the country in terms of least amount of turnovers percentage-wise. Only 14.1% of possessions they turn the ball over. So Wyoming getting used to this style under Jeff Linder. I think he's an upgraded coach there. Of course, he was at Northern Colorado before. And Brady, going back to what you mentioned with Creighton and Butler, Butler's been stuck on 38 for a long time. Not a good idea to miss 13 shots in a row against a potent offense like Creighton, and that's why you're seeing the Blue Jays now up 13, 11 minutes to go at Hinkle.
And we are tied once again between Auburn and Kentucky, 43 apiece there with about 10.5 minutes to go in that one. Want to move over to a game between Boston College and Notre Dame, a classic rivalry certainly on the football field. And these two programs, Wes, in college basketball this year have really played a couple of tough schedules. And I'm kind of surprised to see Notre Dame favored by 5. 5 points here in favor of the Irish with a total of 148.5. What do you think?
Well, Mekhi Ashton-Langford is upgraded to probable for BC, so they get some reinforcements. They've been without him for a couple games. Yeah, Notre Dame's played an absolute murder schedule. If you go back to December 30th, lost to Virginia at home by 9, lost by 1 at North Carolina, then they lose at Virginia Tech, and then they lose at Virginia on Wednesday by 12. And look, despite the fact that Ashton Langford is coming back, and BC, by the way, did get the upset over Miami. They were home dogs on Tuesday, beat them 84-62. So BC getting some reinforcements. And when the line looks big, it's like, oh, that's a way too big of a line for Notre Dame. That makes me kind of want to go to that side. So I did not bet this as of yet, but I do like the Irish in the spot, because this is kind of that drop in class like we talk about in horse racing, where you're in stakes races and then you drop back down a level because they've been having to play some teams that are in the top 20, top 30 nationally with Virginia and Virginia Tech and North Carolina. Now you're getting a Boston College team that just snapped a four-game losing streak with that win over Miami. So Irish are pass for me here in this spot.
Yep, I get it. That makes a lot of sense. Definitely the Irish. This may be one a welcome sight to see those Eagles come into town after that schedule that they've had so far on their hands. Florida and Mississippi State. This game is pick 'em, Wes. I'm seeing the total at 138.5, and a low number is not surprising for a Mike Weich coached Gators team.
Yeah, Florida rock fight with Ole Miss the other night, and Ole Miss, by the way, got upset by Georgia today. Georgia's first win in SEC play for Tom Crean. Guys. Florida has been, I think, pretty solid defensively. They've tried to up the tempo a little bit this year, but now they're getting a Mississippi State team that's kind of the ultimate rock fight team. Mississippi State and Ben Howland, really a throwback bunch because they have a lot of size. So they like to get it in the post, and they like old school post play when everybody else is kind of playing this pace and space and shoot a lot of threes. Mississippi State, tough loss at home to Texas A&M on Wednesday. Lean a little bit here with the Bulldogs here, but I think this is going to be a low scoring battle.
Should be a good one to watch. I've always loved Howland as a coach. Remember when he won the national championship out there with UCLA and Tyus Edney. We'll come back. We'll take a look at football. It's coming up pretty soon. We'll preview the games right here inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sign up with BetMGM for a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 wager on any pro football playoff game with the bonus code VSIN100, and a touchdown is scored in any game throughout the playoffs. Download the app and sign up online today. New customer offer that's paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, or West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 800-889-9789 in Tennessee, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you back inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM, and we'll get to some football previews here. We've got football coming up in less than an hour from now, but Wes, I guess you've got some news for me.
Yeah, just a couple updates here. OT winner with 2 seconds left on the clock in New Jersey as we had some matinee hockey. Sharangovich with the tally for the New Jersey Devils, 2-1 over the Boston Bruins. Devils were about a 165 underdog, so they split the first two meetings. B's got the win in the shootout on Wednesday night. Devils respond here tonight. And then, of course, we are underway in Fight Island, the main card currently going on. First bout of the main card, nice first round knockout for Punahili Soriano over Todorovic. Todorovic took the money, but Soriano gets the cash here, plus 135 at BetMGM. First round knockout. Now Joaquin Buckley and Alessio Di Chirico are currently in the cage just a minute into the first round.
Yeah, nice win there for New Jersey. The Boston Bruins, a minus 185 favorite on the road here at BetMGM. So a good victory there. A 2-1 final in favor of the Devils on the ice. Some more puck going on a little bit later this afternoon that we will get to later in the program. I want to talk about some NFL playoffs that will kick off here pretty soon. Week two of the playoffs, the divisional round will begin at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, West, where the Packers will host the Los Angeles Rams. The Packers coming off of a bye week. The Rams coming off of a victory over the Seattle Seahawks, which they won outright as an underdog. The line opened up 7, went down to 6.5 pretty much immediately. And now across town, we are back to 7 in favor of the Green Bay Packers. Your total, a consistent 45 across the board.
Yeah, we are absolutely painted 7 right now. 7 even money, by the way, at BetMGM. So still juiced a little bit to the Rams side, but pretty much in the market, absolutely seeing some 7s. What I played for this one, and I played it earlier in the week, I did play a half and half, first half under 23, under 45.5 for the total. So and that's what I think it's got to be if the Rams are going to have any chance here, is they've got to run the ball. And then I predicated that with the under going with Cam Akers on his over props. Attempts I like the best at 16.5. He had high 20s last week in a big game against Seattle. So it makes sense. And without Cooper Kupp, perhaps this is a little bit of the adjustment on the line here without Cooper Kupp getting the play time here for the Rams. So takes away Jared Goff's safety valve and really what is his favorite target when he gets in trouble. So that's going to have to probably be Cam Akers a little bit out of the backfield in that role today. So that's where I went here with Rams-Packers. Initially liked the Rams at +7 early. It is going to be cold, but not frigid cold. Going to be in the mid-30s there in Green Bay. So not probably what it was in Chicago a couple of years ago when we remember Jared Goff playing the Bears, and they only had 6 points, and Jared Goff threw 4 interceptions. So look, 3 weeks removed from that thumb surgery, obviously he is not 100% here. So look, Packers getting the money, and I do have the pack on a teaser, kind of the key number teaser, I guess, you know, Mr. Obvious here, but sometimes those Mr. Obvious teasers through key numbers are going to win for you, and it was Packers and Ravens for me teasing up.
Yeah, I kind of like a teaser either way here. I think the Packers probably do win the game, but I lean towards the Rams +7. I actually teased the Rams up to +13. I like this Rams defense. I've been a proponent of this team really all season long. I picked them to win the NFC West, and I've probably graded them a little higher than a lot of people have. I made this number like 3.5, but I ended up landing on 5.5 because I gave the Packers an extra point for the bye week, and also because of the weather. I mean, like you said, Wes, it's not going to be brutal, frigid cold, but it's still 30-some degrees, and that's not normal for these boys from Southern California. So I gave the Packers a little bit because of the conditions and the bye week, but still I come out at 5.5, the line 6.5, 7. So I do think the Rams can keep this close. That pressure up the middle with Aaron Donald, and of course I wanted to find out the injury news on him. He looks like he'll be fine. But that pressure up the middle, I think, is where you can rattle very good quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers. We've seen it with Tom Brady and whatnot. I'm with you on the under and the rushing attack. I think you're probably going to see a heavy ground game here, really probably from both sides. And I think that's how you can beat the Packers. We saw them, really get trounced by the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game last year when Kyle Shanahan put the run game on them. I also think Cooper Kupp, you mentioned maybe that's a reason for the adjustment in the line. I think it does contribute, and we don't often see a wide receiver move a football line. Some of the bigger names maybe a little bit, but Cooper Kupp is not the biggest name, but I think he is a huge part of that Rams offense, and it makes sense maybe to move this a half a point. You talk about some of the player props, Wes. Maybe it makes sense now to go over on the number of receptions or what have you for Taylor Higbee and Robert Woods.
Yeah, seeing some support for that certainly is. Look, I don't know how Jared Goff is really going to get it deep down the field, but he did okay in relief last week, but it was only 9 of 19, so probably a lot of short and intermediate passing. By the way, another first-round knockout here on ABC with the UFC. Alessio DiCirico, head kick knockout in the first round over Joaquin Buckley. DiCirico, the Italian, was +230. If you remember Buckley, he had the knockout of the year last October with that spinning back kick and won all the MMA awards, but sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug, and he was the bug today as a head kick knockout from DiCirico as a nice underdog price here on UFC Fight Island.
just about 7 minutes left between Auburn and Kentucky in the world of college buckets in the SEC. 50-43, Auburn now gets the lead and adds to that, Kentucky now trims that margin 50-46. So been a good ball game here, which Kentucky was in control of for most of it. But now inside the 10-minute mark of the second half, it's really become Auburn's game. And again, under 7 minutes to go now, Auburn out in front 50-46. Let's take a look at the Saturday night game, and that will be in Orchard Park, the Buffalo Bills hosting the Baltimore Ravens. And the Bills opened up as a 3-point favorite here, Wes, and money came in immediately on the Ravens and knocked it all the way down to just 1.5. And then later in the week, we saw it tick back up to 2 and 2.5, and that's pretty much where we are across the board now. There are a couple of threes out there in the market in favor of Buffalo. Your total at 49.5.
One other quick final score before we get to that to update. Utah State's going to sweep the San Diego State Aztecs and get the cover 64-59. So double dip for the Aztecs. They go 0-2 in Logan. But back to this Baltimore-Buffalo game. Mentioned Baltimore kind of on a teaser leg. And if you were listening to Betting Across America earlier, one thing that doesn't get bet a lot that gets ignored because the bettors are betting with the prop markets becoming more widespread, more options on the menu and more sophisticated, still a lot of the bettors are going to bet the obvious props, the quarterbacks, the running backs, and the receivers. James Salinas made a case for Tremaine Edmonds in terms of his over tackles, which I believe was 8.5, because we know what the Baltimore plan is going to be here. They want to run the ball against this very small Buffalo defensive front. But Buffalo's linebackers are fairly athletic and are going to be all over the field making tackles. So I didn't know where to go with the props. And it's kind of tough to figure out with the Ravens in terms of the rushing props, because one week it's going to be J.K. Dobbins that's going to be the workhorse that's getting a lot of the carries and the yards. Last week it was Lamar Jackson doing it in Tennessee. So you never know if it's going to be one of those two. And then Gus Edwards, for his money, is going to get some support as well. So I didn't really know what to do with the offensive player props in this game. I have a lot of uncertainty here, but the one thing I did basically was just tease the Ravens up through the key number to the 8.5. Total has come down a little bit, and that's usually when I have underdogs. I usually like to look and see what that total is doing, Brady, and if it's going down, even though it's only gone down just a smidge here to 49.5, I think that usually is going to give you value on the underdog in a teaser.
Your Butler Bulldogs are getting back into it here, trimming that margin with the Creighton Blue Jays, 60-55 now. They trail Creighton by 5 points with about 4.5 minutes left in that one. So inside the number currently are the Butler Bulldogs, who were catching 7.5. I think you can make the Ravens offense one-dimensional. There's really not much of a passing game there. I mean, you talk about the receiving core for Lamar Jackson. I mean, who is it besides Hollywood Brown? Is this the worst receiving core in the NFL? And granted, their running game makes up for a lot of that. They can really run the football. But I think if you're Buffalo, and I think both of these organizations have tremendous coaching staffs. It starts with John Harbaugh and Sean McDermott. I think that's almost a wash if you want to, you know, look at the matchup between the coaches here in this game. But if Buffalo can figure out how to defend the passing game of Baltimore and slow down the running game, they may have an easy time of this. I like the Buffalo Bills in this matchup. Now, your teaser makes all the sense in the world. Of course, you're going through the 3 and the 7. That's kind of an automatic. But I made the number 4 in this game, and when I saw Buffalo tick down to 2 or 1.5, I thought anything less than a field goal was a play on the Bills.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't end up betting Baltimore here, because I think now that the Bills didn't cover against the Colts last week, they're kind of seen as vulnerable. But, you know, the pressure was on them, being the home team, being the division winner in the AFC East finally. So maybe there's something to be said for that, and you come back with a more focused Buffalo bunch, and that's why I didn't take the points other than on the teaser.
1 hour in the books here inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. We come back with Mr. BetMGM on the other side. It's Jeff Stoneback as we kick off hour number 2 live from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.